Yay!
We've
made progress.
Okay, we're all set.
All set.
I now call to order the Paradise Town Advisory Board meeting for Tuesday, November 14th. Would you all join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, please let the record show that all members are in attendance with the exception of Kimberly Sportslander, who has been excused. Can I get county staff introductions?
Jasmine Harris, Comprehensive Planning.
Blanca? That's Blanca, everyone. She's with Commissioner Gibson's office. Okay. During the meeting, if I could please ask you to turn off your phones, tablets, anything that's going to make noise so we don't disrupt the speakers. We'll have you come up to use the microphone, please. Give us your name and address for the record. Tell us what it is you're going to do. We will have a period for the public to speak as well. If you have to have any conversations, if you please take them outside the room to not disrupt the speakers. Our public comment period is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Is there anyone who'd like to speak before we start? Seeing no one, can I get approval of the minutes for October 31st, 2023?
Madam Chair, I move to approve the minutes for October 31st, 2023, as written.
We have a motion on the floor to approve the minutes of October 31st, 2023. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Approval of the agenda for this evening, November 14th, 2023.
Madam Chair, I move to approve the agenda for November 14, 2023 with one hold. That will be item number 6, ET23-400133, VS210452, Campus Village Group, LLC, vacate and abandon for successful time.
We have a motion on the floor to approve the
seat. It will be held until, I'm sorry, I just forgot. It will be held until November 28th.
We have a motion on the floor to approve the agenda for this evening with the exception item number 6. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Any informational items, Blanca? Okay. We'll move straight into planning and zoning. Item number 1, UC23-0712, Duval LP, a use permit for a kennel, animal daycare, boarding, and grooming in conjunction with an existing shopping center on 11.8 acres in a C2 general commercial zone in the Russell Road Transitional Corridor Overlay District, generally located on the southwest corner of Russell Road and Pecos within Paradise. Is our applicant here? Come on up. Take the microphone.
Hi, so my name is Chris, and this is Heather.
Chris Cole, Chris. Heather Hannigan.
Okay, Hannigan's last name? Okay, and your address, Chris?
The address of the business?
That'll work.
3315 East Russell Road. It's Russell and Pecos intersection in the Pecos Plaza. It's going to be 3 suites, 4J, 4K, and A1. That's Las Vegas, Nevada, 89120.
It's a doggy daycare and boarding facility, so we're going to have pet services, like spa services. Sorry, I have a headache going on. And let's see, we're doing doggy daycare, so we'll have dogs there every day. And then we have boarding, like people go out of town and all that stuff. So that's basically what it is, just, you know, want to place the dogs, get to play, and
Then we're also going to have the rescues as well. So we'll have some rescues come in, and people will come in and look at them, and then decide if they want to take them.
Very good. Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I will close to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if no one has any objections, I'll make a motion to approve, subject to staff's conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. So you have the Planning Commission on December the 5th. That's
yes.
Your next step.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good luck.
I was just wondering, has anybody heard of Houndstown? Or used Houndstown?
No.
Okay. There is one open on Lake Mead Boulevard in Henderson. Ours is going to be Central, and there's one opening up in Mountain's Edge soon. Thank you.
Thank you. Item number 2, BS230690, POLV LLC, vacate and abandon a portion of right-of-way being Harmon Avenue, located between Las Vegas Boulevard South and Audrey Street within Paradise.
Yeah, we got fancy. Yeah.
Except we show up all the time.
Yeah, I know. I'm regularly featured.
Rebecca Miltenberger, 100 North City Parkway, Suite 1600, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89106. I'm here this evening on behalf of the applicant, POLV. The property is on the corner of Harmon Avenue and Las Vegas Boulevard, and we are seeking a vacation and abandonment of certain airspace that connects to the Harmon Bridge that currently crosses Harmon. The applicant received land use approvals for a new resort hotel last October, and part of those approvals included a connection from the bridge to the development. And so in connection with that, we're requesting vacation of the airspace to build the bridge. Staff is recommending approval. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if no one has any comments, questions, or concerns, I move to approve subject to staff preliminary conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. You're also Planning Commission December 5th.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item number 3, WS230700, Vega Villa Villaba, Victor Manuel and Vega Paula, waiver of development standards to increase the height of an accessory structure in conjunction with a single family residence on 0.5 acres in an R1 single family residential zone, generally located on the east side of Cottontail Lane, 480 feet south of Rochelle Avenue within Paradise. Can you use the microphone for me? Your name and address, please.
My name is Paula Vega. Address 438 Cottontail Lane.
And tell us what you'd like to do.
We just want to get approved for the detached garage. We were approved before,
mm-hmm.
For the waiver, but it was before the pandemic, everything happened, and so we want to renew it. We're up to date on the building department. We just have to, this is all we need to do
okay.
Right now.
So. Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item?
Oh,
okay.
Sorry.
You couldn't hear what she was saying?
No.
Okay. If you would mind repeating.
We want to get approved. We want a waiver. Our detached garage is too high. And that's what we want. It was approved before. And it was before the pandemic. And expired. And we want to get up to date on everything. So we're wondering if we can get that permit.
Hold on. Unfortunately, to ask questions, you've got to use the microphone and give us your name and address. So if you wouldn't mind just coming on up. Give me
your name. My name is Dottie Christie.
And your address, Dottie?
4320 Cherry Stone Court. That's what's the surname?
Yeah, this was taken today.
Okay.
You want to see pictures?
Yeah, why don't you show them to us, would you?
Oh, yes, no business. No, we live right there. It's our house.
Did you have a question, ma'am? Okay.
And the reading, 4330 Cherry Stone Court. My question, because we live on the other side, and I read the documents online, and it looked like you refurbished cars.
Sorry, what?
In the garage, that was on one of the documents that I previewed online. That was a space to store cars until they were refurbished or refinished.
No, we don't. We don't store any cars. We use. I like cars, so who wants to buy my cars? But I wouldn't store it.
Okay, that was just a document online in conjunction with this.
Okay, I'm going to close it to the board or to the public and open it to the board.
Madam Chair, I see no difference in the application previously.
The only concern I have is the amount of tires you do have stored back there.
He's a truck driver.
Okay. Tire storage.
18
yeah. Tire storage can be dangerous though, and you're in a residential neighborhood, so you might want to think about moving those elsewhere. As far as your application, you're fine, but that was a little concerning. Okay.
You could put them in the garage.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
Because, it's outside storage, so.
Yeah, okay.
You have to have a permit for that, so I'll just move them inside the garage.
We'll put them outside, because we're going to wait for, like, maybe have, like, 18 tires, and I can dump it on the track, you know? Because it'll cost me less money than take one by one. So, you know, as soon as I get a lot of tires, I'll take it down, but like you say, you know.
And
they'll take it away or put them in the garage.
Yeah,
that's
right. Yeah, because when they come out to inspect, they might say something about storage.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to go ahead then?
Madam Chair, if there's no other questions, comments, or concerns, I move to approve subject to staff preliminary conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. You go to the Planning Commission on December the 5th.
Thank you.
Item number 4. WS230717 RPI Regal LP Waiver of Development Standards for Driveway Geometrics. Design reviews for the following: 1, a restaurant with a drive-through, and 2, alternative parking lot landscaping in conjunction with an existing shopping center on 1 acre in a C2 general commercial AE70, AE75 zone, generally located on the north side of Sunset Road and the east side of Eastern Avenue within Paradise.
Good evening, Madam Chair, Town Board members. My name is Tony Celeste, address 1980 Festival Plaza Drive. Here on behalf of the applicant, you can see we have a site highlighted in yellow, right off Sunset and Eastern. Access will be 2 points on Eastern and then multiple cross access points from this commercial development here. You can see in the shadows of the airport and the runway right here. Property is zone C2. What we are proposing to do is repurpose the site and proposing a Raising Cane's drive-through location in the where the existing building is, to demolition that and build a new drive-through location and restaurant. Here's the site plan. You can see right here, just over 2,000 square feet. See access points off of Eastern here and then multiple cross-access points through here. We do have a couple of, one waiver and then an alternative design review for landscaping. Our plan is to keep the existing parking lot configuration in the back. It has existing parking lot diamonds there, so that's why
We have the alternative design review for landscaping. And then we have right here, because we're doing a new project, we're required to do the new commercial driveway standard. We're doing it on the north side right here. On the south side, however, a couple of things that we're asking that really make it difficult for us is a couple of improvements already in there. Fire hydrant backflows, things that, but most importantly, there's a bank building immediately to the south that we share this access point with. I do have an email I can share with you that the bank building does not want us to, will not allow us basically to construct the southern half of that driveway, which is on their portion of the property. And that is probably primarily the reason why staff, particularly Public Works, is recommending approval of that waiver, and planning is recommending approval of everything, and we agree with all of the approved conditions.
Is there anyone from the public like to speak on this item? Sorry, no one else. Close the public, open it to the board. A quick question, Artie, because it is really close to the intersection where the bank is. I mean, back in the day when that drive was built,
right,
this wasn't a major highway. So is the signage going to be up towards the south entrance, I mean the north entrance versus the south entrance?
I don't know. We have signage is not part of this application. We
because I think if people knew to enter Keynes towards the north, it would avoid a lot of issues on that intersection of people, because it's straight through. There's not a left-hand turn lane specifically, and if they come that close to the, I just think you'd be better off up there if that was the main entrance that everyone thought they turned in their hands.
The director was Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
This is Eastern right here.
Cross street to airport.
Sunset. Which way are the cars going?
So this is the northbound traffic going this direction.
Okay, and cars
then coming in. Southbound.
Okay, the cars coming in the drive through. Are they going to
the drive through zone then? It's right here. You can see one of the access points. You come in from this driveway, circle in. Mm-hmm. And then this is all protected right here with landscaping.
Okay.
And it circles around and then back out towards this direction for this driveway, this board, back into the site. But there is no conflict here because you've got the large throat depth here coming in. That's all, this is all protected internal.
So is the drive through set down, or is it kind of level with the rest of the land right there?
There's a little bit of a landscape berm that exists on Sunset.
So we're not going to
have, on Eastern right here.
We're not going to have lights shining in traffic.
No.
Okay. Right. I'm good with that. Thanks for clarifying.
Anybody else?
Not this group of traffic, no matter what, just because no one can drive down Eastern.
I know.
That's just. Has nothing to do with Gaines or anything.
Well, right now the sign for McDonald's and Taco Bell is up towards that north entrance, and people cut all the way across.
Yeah,
that's the only way to get in. Because coming out the bank, it's too tight right there.
I just wanted to be sure, because we've had problems long ago at this point of lights from the drive-thru shining over traffic, and that's not good.
Right.
No,
yeah,
the
landscaping here, existing mature landscaping in the berm that'll sort of help mitigate whatever.
Giant trees, you can't see the building. And the airport runway is right across the street.
Yeah.
It's not like it's a bustling little
thing. It's like the best not distracting.
All right, I'll make a motion to approve subject to preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 5, AR 23400151, UC 220521, County of Clark, Las Vegas Convention Authority, use permits for first application for review for the following: 1, a recreational facility; 2, a fairground; and 3, live entertainment. Design reviews for the following: 1, recreational facility; 2, fairground; and 3, live entertainment in conjunction with the convention facility on 51.8 acres in a PF public facility zone, generally located on the north side of Sierra Vista Drive and the east and west sides of University Center Drive in Paris.
Good evening again, Madam Chair, Town Board members. My name is Tony Celeste, address 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority. A little over a year ago, I came before this board asking for kind of really a blanket permit to special events. Generally, you could hold a special event for one time, 10 days per month, and multiple times during the year. Obviously, the Las Vegas Conventions Center has multiple events during the year, including SEMA that just wrapped up. You have Cowboy Christmas, you have the caterpillars and the large trucks that are out there, things of that nature. So we came in last year and asked basically for a blanket use permit to do those types of uses that they've traditionally been doing for decades. This board was kind enough to recommend approval. Did want to see a one-year review on that, so I am back for that one-year review. To my knowledge, there has been no incidents. Everything's been COVID compliant. So happy to answer any questions you may have.
So the public would like to speak on this item. Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if no one has any comment, I'll make a motion to apply or to approve subject to staff conditions.
Okay, sounds good.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to preliminary staff conditions, which includes removing the time limit. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, item number six was held. Item number seven, ET2340144UC190624, South Valley View Towing LLC, use permits, second extension of time for the following: one, multiple family residential development, two, increased density, and three, an accessory commercial use. Waivers of development standards for the following: one, increased height, two, reduced parking, three, allowed modified driveway design standards, four, reduced driveway separation, and five, reduced commercial driveway radius. Design review for a multiple family residential development on 6.2 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone, generally located on the south side of Highland Drive between Polaris Avenue and Morgan Cashman's Way within Paradise.
Good evening again, Madam Chair, Town Board members. My name is Tony Celeste, address 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant. As you can see, the site is highlighted here in yellow. It is our second request for an extension of time. We did get our first one administratively approved for 1 year, coming now for another 2 year request. Basically, you can see the site right here is still operating with commercial uses on it. It all has been consolidated under one ownership. There has not been any change in circumstances in the area. Still have the window. You have the four multifamily project right here. You have Carvana over here. Basically, the applicant is just requesting some additional time on the entitlements. This would all kind of come together with all the uses here with the multifamily. We did have a pylon sign that was approved over here. Kind of dual purpose. One, it was for the advertisement of some of the businesses here, but also to fit in aesthetically with the approved multifamily. We appreciate staff's recommendation of approval and happy to answer the questions.
Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if no one has any comments, questions, or concerns, I move to approve subject to staff preliminary conditions.
We have motion on the floor to approve this application subject to preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thanks.
Thank you. All right. General business. Nothing for this evening. Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or board by majority vote. And we have no one present. Our next meeting is November 28th, 2023. May I have a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.